This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. All eyes were on Michael Bloomberg Wednesday night as six Democratic Party hopefuls took the debate stage in Las Vegas. Michael Sullivan reports the billionaire newcomer to the presidential race quickly became a target.
Bloomberg qualified for the NBC News debate after party officials eased the rules, and he placed second in a poll released Tuesday behind the frontrunner, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A one-time Republican, Bloomberg has spent millions of dollars of his own money on advertising and drawn comparisons with President Donald Trump.
Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt.
Bloomberg pointed to his background as a successful businessman and former New York mayor. The Nevada caucuses will be Saturday and the next debate in South Carolina next Tuesday. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
President Trump, as he did in Iowa and New Hampshire, staged a counter-rally to the Democrats.
At the same time, six Democrats who want his job are debating in Las Vegas. President Trump was rallying with supporters in Phoenix.
November 3rd, get ready, November 3rd, we're coming.
Trump touted his economic numbers and complained he is being mistreated in the polling.
If I was treated fairly, meaning if you were treated fairly by the fake news, we'd be up 20 points higher in the polls. There wouldn't even be a competitive election.
Trump has been staying at his hotel in Las Vegas, making day trips to fundraisers in California and the rally in Phoenix. On Thursday, he campaigns in Colorado for Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Tim McGuire.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A gunman suspected of shooting nine people dead at two shish bars in a southwestern German city has been found dead at his home. Ryan Brooks with Reuters.
Authorities said on Twitter there was no indication any other suspects were involved. It also says the investigation is ongoing. The suspects had opened fire at two shisha bars in the city. Special forces chased the gunmen, who fled in a dark-colored car. Eyewitnesses described the chaos that followed.
I got a call from a colleague that there'd been a shooting attack here at the kiosk, and so I came straight here. Then I heard my father was affected and my little brother. They run the kiosk. I don't have much to do with it. But then I saw them both. They were horrified and they were crying and everything. So everyone was shocked, yes.
The motive for the shootings is still unclear. Authorities have set up a hotline for the public to report information that could aid the police. It comes just 4 days after a shooting at a Berlin concert venue where one person was killed and several others were injured.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. A lawyer says a British court, Julian Assange, was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he cleared Russia of involvement in Democratic National Committee email leaks in 2016. AP correspondent Mike Rossia explains.
A lawyer representing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a British court Wednesday Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he agreed to say Russia was not involved in leaking Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 U.S. election. The White House was quick to issue a denial. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said this is absolutely and completely false. At a preliminary hearing in London, lawyer Edward Fitzgerald said then Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher made the offer to Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017. Assange is fighting extradition to the United States on spying charges. I'm Mike Gracia.
Some insiders in the intelligence community are expressing concern over President Trump's announcement that a U.S. ambassador with no background in intelligence is about to take the reins of the nation's top spy agencies, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump made the announcement on Twitter that he selected U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, to serve as the next acting director of national intelligence. Some members of Congress cite Grenell's lack of experience in intel as a problem. A former National Security Agency attorney, Susan Hennessy, now at Brookings Institution, tweeted, quote, "This should frighten you. Not just brazen politicization of intelligence, but also someone who is utterly incompetent in an important security role." She adds, "The guardrails are gone." Grenell follows Acting Director Joseph McGuire, who served since August. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.